a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, welcome back. Here we are, JCW's in South Jordan. Am I coming in clear? What was that from?
Willy Wonka.
Oh, Willy Wonka. It's
Mike TV.
Mike TV.
Yeah.
I said, am I coming in clear, Mother? That's where we are. We're at the JCW's in South Jordan. Our signal's clear. It's solid. We got a great shot. Remember back in the day, it was, I got to see Farnsworth Peak over to the west over there. Give me a good shot at Farnsworth Peak.
Yeah, I wasn't around in that day.
We got it all figured out.
Yes,
so, and I think, actually, I want to thank Scott because he was the one who figured it out. Scott Mitchell is kind of a tech guru.
I said, just plug it into the wall.
Scott stared at it and goes, I don't know what's going on
plug
here.
Plug it in the wall.
Let's just start talking.
I lived on this for a year and
I know,
half
I forgot. You're kind
of
I
know this well.
You're kind of a technical guy.
Yes.
Megan, pushing all the buttons here and sweating bullets, and we freaking did it. So here we are, South Jordan at the JCW's. If you come into this location right here, off of 106 South, just west of the freeway, across the road from Mulligan's, you come into there. If you've been to this JCW's before, this is one of our favorite places. And I told Clark, who is here with us, the most underrated thing on the menu, and if you've never done it before, you got to do yourself a favor, because the burgers are world class, but the wings are spectacular. And if you come in today, you mentioned Go Jazz, you get 10% off anything at this location here in South Jordan. So that's where we're going to start things off here, just getting you going. It's been a rocky, bumpy hour for us, but guess what? It's Jazz draft day. And we're up and running now, and everything's
perfect. And quite frankly, the Jazz are kind of rocky and bumpy right now. I mean,
the signal's been breaking up
for
them
for a while.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things going on and will be going on.
Well, and a night like tonight, the question is, and you tell me what the difference is between some of these drafts. Like when you have talent on the board, and there's the talent is on the board, but then you have your need, right? And that's the question everybody has. So we have our need, but then you have like a talent. And if there's a massive gap between what you need and the talent that's on the board, like – do you try to go after just some amazing talent?
You got to go for talent, especially in the NBA, because there's so few guys that really have that talent that are that special. I mean, if you get out of the first round of the NBA draft, it just drops dramatically. Get down past the first half of the NBA draft in the first round, it drops off dramatically. So if you get a guy that's a difference maker, you can figure things out. You know, you can change your philosophy and how you deal with, but I think of all of the sports, it's just so hard to find that talent and get it. And when you have it, you just got to hold on to it tightly.
On a night like tonight, there are all these kids' lives who are going to change. In a lot of cases, too, you know what's kind of interesting about NIL is a lot of these dudes, their lives changed kind of a while ago. So it's not necessarily – this is the thing. The goal that they were always trying to achieve was to get the NBA and also that big payday that comes with it, right? Now, you're not going to get the types of paydays from your NIL deals, or at least I think to the level at least, not yet for some of these guys to be able to make all that money. But tonight, the questions, of course, are going, is it going to be Jabari Smith first? Is it going to be Chet Holmgren first? Paolo Banchero from Duke, who actually – that's the guy who I probably saw play the most. I saw Chet Holmgren play a handful of times because he's, you know, playing for Gonzaga and WCC,
right.
And I would follow that and be like, this guy's an insane dude, but I don't know if I want 195 pounds of 7 foot one. I know he's a unicorn, but you brought it up earlier. You go, this is a small ball league, and Chet Holmgren has insane length, but still plays kind of a small ball guy in the sense of being able to kind of get around and have that mid-level jump shot. But also, he's a three-point shooter. I mean, it's interesting. So I don't know if you want that unicorn crazy size and kind of the mobility you've never seen from a guy who's 7 foot one before, or Scott, do you go,
let me go back to what you said just a minute ago about changing lives, okay? Because kind of we went right past that. And I think it's an interesting thing that's happened with these young players. And when you say it's changed their life, these guys are so well prepared to play in the NBA today. I mean, there's so much exposure, there's so much coaching, the AAU basketball. So many of these guys, I don't want to say so many, but a lot of these guys, a lot of the really good players, they're ready to play in the NBA, you know, a year or so out of high school, right out of high school. And I think for a group of people, that's probably, you know, probably the most ever. I mean, these players are so prepared, so immensely talented.
Right.
And no one's a mystery. You know, very few guys are a mystery to NBA people. I mean, they're watched, they're scouted. Maybe with COVID, maybe it makes it a little bit more, you know, of a mystery for some of these guys just because they haven't been able to have the fans and the eyeballs on them. So yeah, that's one thing. Now, to get to small ball, if you have size and you have range, that I think that's a very valuable commodity in today's NBA. With Chet, I think it's a, you know, he's just so wiry, and does he have the strength to kind of hold up, I guess, in the NBA game? And maybe that comes over time, whatever. I don't know. But that's where you start getting
to the high ceiling talk, right? He's got a high ceiling because he could develop into something really nice.
But yeah.
A guy like Paolo Banchero, like, he's like plug in, he'll play immediately and get buckets for sure.
So, right. So going back to the size thing, I just think a guy that has length and range, that seems to be a guy that's really valuable in the NBA, and it's a guy that can guard multiple positions, and that's the trend. That's where everything seems to be going, and you kind of have to look towards that. And quite frankly, I think that's part of what the Jazz, when we talked earlier in the show about the Jazz have I guarantee you Danny Ainge has a clear vision of what he wants. Now it's just finding the pieces to plug into what he wants. And I think he understands the NBA today, but he also understands where this thing is going and where it's trending, and trying to get out ahead of it with the type of players that you're looking for and the style of offense and really defense that you're playing in the NBA. And so I don't think the Jazz have that anywhere. They don't have length. They don't have guys that can guard multiple positions. And so, yeah, I think this roster and this philosophy is going to change dramatically for the Utah Jazz.
Tonight could be that night that they do. I mean, like I said, you got a couple times to do it. After July 1, right, when free agency starts, or it starts tonight. So you get a couple of those pieces going tonight. If you're a Utah Jazz fan, are you anticipating maybe the big news, right, of one of those big names moved around? I still don't know what I feel about all that. I'm one of those guys who, and I've been called dumb for thinking it, but I want Donovan and Rudy to stay.
Oh, that's dumb.
Fix everything. Why?
That's really stupid.
Fix everything else. Fix everything else. Let's get – you have two – your two stars are those two guys. And regardless of what goes on, there is going to be a reckoning for these guys too when the entire roster changes. And they're going to have to figure their lives out. They're not the guaranteed anything anymore, and they're not the team they used to be anymore. So they better figure it out. And these guys' career depends on them making this kind of a thing work.
Let me give you a scenario where you keep those two guys, right? I think you can do that. I think you can keep Rudy and Donovan because they're talented, right? They're young enough and they're unique enough. You have a lot of money invested in Mike Conley, and where did he struggle? Like who did Mike Conley struggle against last year? Lengthy, rangy, athletic guards. Because he's a smaller guard, and he's older, right? And he's crafty, and he can do a lot of things. But when there was a bigger guard covering Mike Conley a year ago, he struggled.
Right.
I mean, you think of Dallas, you think of Minnesota, some of those teams that have those bigger, rangier. He didn't play well. And so you can't match. I'm just telling you, if there's a guy that probably has to go if the Jazz are changing their philosophy. It's probably a guy like Mike Conley. Now, can they move him? Can they move his salary? I don't know. But if you're really looking to change this team and the dynamic of it, it's probably a place where you start.
I was reading an article that Ben Anderson had put out today, and you'll be able to get a lot of this breakdown, of course, tonight when Jake and Ben show up with Coach Lacombe at 6 o'clock. But you're trading Mike Conley or Royce O'Neal, and if they do it, they could maybe shed those two guys off of the roster, and maybe they could get a first-rounder in return. At least that's what they might be seeking. So which player are you going to see off the board tonight or off that roster tonight for this Utah Jazz team? Because I think a lot of folks are just okay. I think at this point there's not a name on this roster besides maybe Donovan Rudy that causes some heartache of somebody leaving. Boyan might be getting there. Certainly Jordan Clarkson is one of those guys, but Jordan Clarkson's not in your starting rotation, right? But I do think that's a guy that people would have a real problem with, you know, losing that guy. But the guy that really stands out on this roster, Scott, you can keep, if Donovan and Rudy stay together, you can keep two others on the rest of the roster. Who's it going to be?
If I'm going to keep two guys?
You keep two guys on the roster besides Donovan and Rudy. So I'm saying, like, let's say Donovan and Rudy stay together. The rest is up for grabs. So of those, I'm going to let you keep two of them. Who are they going to be?
I'm going to keep Jared Butler.
You're interested still to see what
he
can do.
And I'll tell you why. Because he was a guy that's won championships. And he's a guy that showed if they felt good enough with his help, then they were okay with that. And so I want a guy with that championship mindset and pedigree. And I don't think the Jazz have any idea of who this guy is. And he showed things in summer league. He showed things in the preseason. But the Jazz had made – they've made a commitment. They made a bet, and they said, we're going to run this thing back. We're not going to change our roster. So everyone who was going to play was going to be someone who was on the team a year before. And I just don't think they saw a place for Jared Butler last year. I just don't, because they'd made a commitment to a different strategy, and he just didn't fit into that. And I'm intrigued by him.
Okay, so Jared Butler, that's interesting, because I think the Jazz have a little bit of that feeling too. They're like, we're waiting for, and we do think that he has that upside that we haven't necessarily been able to even explore that much yet.
It was funny because everyone was like, you know, Hermann Gomez is not going to play, right? For the Jets, he's just a name. He got
Do people like him now because of his role in Hustle?
Well, but he did play a year ago, and he played actually halfway decent. And is that his ceiling? Is he a guy? You know, I don't know. But I'm just thinking of a lengthy defender on the Jazz team right now, and I don't know if there is one. I don't know that I keep anyone.
I don't think there's a person you'd ask that they wouldn't just say, put Royce O'Neal up there on the trade block. I think people are disenchanted a little bit with Mike Conley. I'm off of the Mike Conley train because I think that the amount of money that you're having to pay still for that guy, because $20 million is a lot, and trying to figure a trade out for a guy who I think you're seeing diminishing returns from, but you're also seeing that to move forward you got to find somebody else who's a long defender, somebody who is an aggressive defender. This team has gotten away from that defensive identity, even though they had a pretty decent defense, as the metrics pointed out this year. But they're also the number one offense, and that still didn't feel like it did much for you in the offseason either. So I think that most people are disenchanted by a couple of these players on the roster, and they're ready to see a big change. And if that happens tonight, love it. I love to see these types of things happen. I like to see changes happen. I like to see moves, not because of anything except for the team has to move upward somehow. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We're at JCW's in South Jordan. We are broadcasting live all the way up through when we say so tonight. because when Jake, Ben, and Tim Lacombe take over at 6, watch fireworks start happening. Watch them pick up I'm not interested in a late second round pick, though, Scott. I don't want – it just doesn't return anything.
But the Jazz right now are playing the long game. So it's not like the Jazz are building their roster and they're going to compete for a championship.
How long are you going to have?
It's the long game.
How long are you going to have Danny Ainge here, though, playing the long game for the Jazz? How long
is
it going to happen?
He looks young. I mean, I know he's old, but he looks young.
You should tell him that. Hey, Danny, I know you're old, but you look young.
I mean, you look like you.
You look good. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. If you come into the South Jordan location of JCW's where we're having our block party for the KSL Sports Zone, we're going to be all the way up through anything happening in the draft. We're going to bring it to you right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We've got more to go on in the program. And when we kick things off, I still didn't get your total take on Arch Manning because we were having some difficulties. But guess what? Now, zero difficulties, and now I want to get your clear, unfettered view as to the Arch Manning deal and what it does for college football as well, Scott. So around the corner, you've got yourself a couple things extra from BYU's media day from yesterday, what to expect out of that football team. Plus, I want to hear what your thoughts are, Scott, on Arch Manning going to Texas after they already had a massive five-star commit transfer during the offseason. More to go right here. Unrivaled continues, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're broadcasting from JCW's in South Jordan. Come on and get 10% off by saying Go Jazz. We'll be right back. More to go right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.